Let me just say that, first of all, we're very happy to be here. We're far from home, and we're happy to be playing here now. I'm going to tell you a little story right now that some of you might know already, but most of you probably don't. And basically, it starts with the fact that we're troubadours from a different place than this. We're coming from far away. We're troubadours from Gamehenge, ladies and gentlemen. And some of you probably know about Gamehenge, and some of you don't. But Gamehenge is a land far away from here. And I'm just going to tell you about the early years of Gamehenge. Some of you might know about later, Wilson, the Evil King Wilson, the Helping Friendly Book, Colonel Forbin, blah, 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 all that. But this song that we're going to play right now, people have probably heard it, but I don't know that you know what it's about. So I'm going to tell you. Gamehenge is a beautiful, serene, green, pasture-like land. It's got a huge forest stretching out into the distance on one side, an enormous mountain rising off from out of the forest on the other side, and then way off in the distance on the left is a vast green field. Now, for thousands and thousands of years, the people of this land, the lizard people, lived in peace and harmony with nature, until, of course, the evil King Wilson came along and enslaved them all. But that's a different story, so I'm not even going to talk about that right now. Just picture, if you will, you're floating above this huge, beautiful, serene, vast forest. Floating above it, there's a mountain over there, and you're rising the distance, and as you kind of cruise above the forest, and you come to the edge of the forest, and it opens up into this field. And the field goes off as far as you can see into the distance in every direction. You step out of the forest, and then when you turn around again, the field is in every direction. The forest is gone, and you're standing in the middle of this green field. And you see off to the distance three lizard people walking slowly, trudging with large packs on their back across the big green field, walking slowly across the field, and you kind of get in behind them, and now you're walking across this field with the three lizard people, and you're walking along. You don't know where you're going, but suddenly off in the distance you see a tiny, tiny speck, and you keep walking towards it, and as it grows, you see that it's a black, something black in the middle of the field, and you're walking closer and closer, and it starts to take shape until you walk up to it, and you see that it's a huge, black rhombus. It's a huge black rhombus that's going floating in the middle of the thing. And you get up to it and you can't believe how big it was because there's no reference points because the field goes off in every direction. You couldn't see from a distance, but you keep walking and getting closer and closer until you see it's a huge black rhombus floating in the middle of a vast green field. At which point, you open up the back of your pack next to lizard people, you take out your three-pronged climbing utensil, and you begin to swing it around. And you hook it on top of the rhombus, and then you slowly start to climb. Until you get up on top of the rhombus. And from up on the rhombus, you can see off miles in every direction. And the three lizard people next to you, you realize you're involved in this prayer. It's a yearly ritual. They're singing to the knights of the gods of the night sky and thanking them for all the forests and the trees. And they look up at the sky and they begin to sing this prayer. And this is the prayer.